Emily Filarda.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak today. I never spoken before, a board meeting before, and I've been at Kane since 1992. And I want to tell you why I was motivated to come here today. And that is because I am really concerned about changes in the atmosphere at Kane, and I think it's had a tragic impact on our faculty and our students. And when I first came to Kane in 1992, I was immediately tapped to be the freshman seminar, now first-year seminar director, which I did for 5 years. So I have a long commitment to student and student services. The atmosphere when I came to Kane was one that I was very proud of. When people asked me what I liked about my job, I said I loved being at a place where people really cared about students and they really cared about teaching. And even though there were a lot of contentious issues back in the 90s, I also remember saying many times that even when I disagreed with colleagues, faculty, on many of these contentious issues, we had a mutual respect in that we really did all care about students and about teaching, and that we felt very committed to the university. Back then, faculty who came to Kane, if they were tenured, stayed. And when they were in their 10 years, they weren't looking for other jobs because they liked being here. What we're seeing now is, in contrast to that period where pretty much no one left unless they were not tenured, we're finding faculty leaving in alarming numbers, and untenured faculty as well as tenured faculty. And I think the board should be aware of this and should consider why this is happening. What has changed and what has created this exodus of faculty each year? What are faculty now saying to each other and to people in the outside world about Kane? How do they answer questions about what kind of place this is? Should I come here? Should I apply here? And I believe that the answers to these questions have become surprisingly and sadly gloomy and negative. When asked these questions, faculty are answering, no, I don't know really what the criteria are for tenure here. I can't really advise you as to what you would need to do to get tenure at this place. I can't tell you what the priority is. Is it teaching, research, scholarship? What's the balance? I heard there was a terrific mentoring program for new faculty when they first came here, released time for research to develop their teaching support. That's gone. I heard there was an effort to develop a mid-career research program for mid-career faculty. That has been changed. It's been unilaterally imposed and in many ways gutted. We have an 8-course teaching load, and we're told that the mission of the university is teaching and service to students. And now we're also being told by the provost that scholarship is the emphasis. Colleagues are leaving and getting jobs with 2- and 3-course teaching loads and tremendous support for research at other universities. This is not just a temporary adjustment. I think many board members may feel that it's just a question of shifting priorities and faculty getting used to that. I believe it is more than just a question of a temporary adjustment. I think you should not underestimate the effect of the atmosphere of intimidation on faculty morale, the lack of respect that is accorded faculty and administrators in many cases. Do not underestimate the effect, the intimidating effect, and the sense of lack of respect when even a respected university dean is forced to resign. I won't go into the follow-up to that, as this was already addressed. Untenured faculty who are wise and prudent are looking elsewhere. Why shouldn't they? The atmosphere here is so uncertain. Jobs are so uncertain. The rules are so uncertain. The atmosphere is so intimidating. Those who do stay and the tenured faculty have lowered morale. Who's replacing the people who are leaving? Essentially adjuncts, as I think you know, and I want to emphasize again, we have a terrible ratio of full-time faculty to adjuncts. This affects our students. When I was the freshman seminar director, first year seminar director, one thing I learned when I directed this nationally recognized program was that a key ingredient to student retention is involvement of students with individual faculty and professional staff. That means full-time faculty and advisors. We have, I think, 9 full-time advisors for our 13,000 or so students. Very low number, 6 librarians, terrible ratio of full-time faculty to adjuncts. This affects student retention. It affects their sense of connection to the university. One of the key ingredients for student success, especially with the students who our mission calls upon us to serve, who need that personal involvement. We can't do that with the structure as it is now. And we can't do it when faculty are intimidated and do not have the time to commit to students because they are pulled in so many different directions. I would like to ask you to consider whether, given that I think we share and value the mission of this university to teach as a teaching university for underserved first-generation college students who don't come with the educational background and privileges that they do in many other universities, that if we value that, and we value faculty involvement, commitment, and loyalty to the institution, I urge you to consider whether current policies and practices have enhanced or diminished that mission, those values, and that commitment.
Do you know of any tenured faculty who have left?
Yes.
Name one.
I have decided not to name people because I have not received permission from people to talk about their individual cases.
Okay.
And I'm asking the board, you don't need me to give you that information. I'm asking the board.
Telling me any of that. I thought that if we had that many tenured faculty leaving, we could hire more faculty. But he hasn't said a word to me.
Well, I'm putting that upon the board to investigate that and to consider that. I can tell you that my research has told me that there are at least 5 or 6, possibly 7, who have left this year who are untenured. And we don't know yet. It's not June yet. Sometimes people are still looking and they find out. But I can tell you that
I'll
just tell you the word is out that people are looking and that it is wise to look.
Oh, okay. Okay. Have we met?
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
If I may address the situation of Dean Anna Maria Schumann, Dr. Schumann's departure.
Did you want me to
as dean?
Answer?
I would like just to make a comment. I am the chair of the APP committee, and I have been closely working with Dr. Anna Maria Schumann, hoping that she would change her mind and not resign as dean of the School of Ed. I think she's an excellent dean, one of the best deans that we've ever had at King University. At a meeting which I shared, there was a situation regarding the EDD program that we want to bring to King. At that meeting, Dr. Farahi explained that the EDD program was not ready to start. Then after that, I understand that Dr. Schumann decided that she wanted to resign. She was not forced to leave at any moment in time. And as a matter of fact, at our last meeting that we had, Dr. Farahi apologized for any misunderstanding of information that was communicated at our last meeting. Dr. Schumann was not forced to leave as dean. And I can tell you that, and trust me, I tell you, if she wanted the job as dean today, she could have it. And I have tried to convince her to stay on. And many of you should also try to convince her to stay on because she's a wonderful dean for Kane University.